Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do each week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is talk through our Bible reading plan and bring on one of our leaders to share a little nugget from God's Word, and then we just talk about it. Hopefully this will be an encouragement to you as you read through your Bible this year. If you want to join us, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources, and then there's a Bible reading plan. We're in week 27 of our reading plan, and this week I've got Ethan on, who's coming on as our new kids ministry lead here soon in July. And yeah, we're excited to have him on the podcast for the first time. And Ethan, what do you got for us from God's Word this week?
Yeah, no, I was really convicted as I was reading through this, because you have Paul writing to Timothy, and he's just really encouraging him to be bold and unashamed in his faith. As you walk through that scripture, you just see that Paul just challenges Timothy in a lot of different ways. As I was processing through that, and I think about our lives and how we live in a culture and a world that has a very counter view to what the Bible says, we need to take heart in this and just be encouraged to live that way and know that we may be persecuted for what we believe and where we stand in things. And so just kind of looking through a couple of them, I was in chapter 2, what we see is that Paul encourages them to be strong in grace. And verse 1 says, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so when we face trials and tribulations and when we work through those things, just remember that God's grace abounds above all, that we are never alone in those things. It's easy in times where we feel like we have shame or guilt, but that's not the case. And that's why God calls us to walk in the light, to bring things to light, mm-hmm. but to live with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we need to be honest about what we're going through. Mm-hmm. We need to just acknowledge the pain that we're feeling, but also just know that our God is greater than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's similar to what I think Travis shared with us a few weeks ago on the podcast about just knowing people and being known. Mm-hmm. Like that's where you're going to, you know, experience community. That's where you're going to experience accountability. That's where you're going to experience growth typically. So if you're just, whether you go to our church or not, if you're just attending, you know, every week or maybe not even every week, and you're just walking in the doors, consuming the service and then leaving, mm-hmm. you're missing out on so much.
Absolutely.
So I would challenge any of our listeners, whether they go to our church or not, go to church every Sunday. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But be in a small group. Get to know people on a deeper level. Don't just come and hear and experience and then leave, because you'll see growth, but probably minimal growth if you're not being challenged by people and being known by people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good reminder for our church and for us too, to just, we need to be known too, and not putting up some sort of image that makes us look a certain way, but like actually being known by people. And like you were saying, like bring stuff to light. Like that's mm-hmm. how you eradicate sin, is in light. Absolutely. Sin thrives in the dark. So, mm-hmm.
yep. I think one of the things I heard this past week that really stuck with me, that it ties a lot into this, is like, how is your relationship with the Lord? If someone were to ask you, like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. So often in our culture, in our world, we just simply go to the cop-out answer of I'm doing well, mm-hmm. I'm doing good. Yeah. But if we are to be honest with this, and if we are to live the way that the scripture tells us, and we're struggling or walking through those things, we need to be honest mm-hmm. about it with one another. Mm-hmm. But then what we have to realize too, is that if we are not growing in the Lord, then we have to acknowledge that coasting isn't okay, mm-hmm. that what we're really doing is we're falling away, and we need to be careful about that, and we need to acknowledge that, and we need to be pursuing and running after mm-hmm. the Lord every single day. And that is coming back to the foot of the cross, because mm-hmm. at the end of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, Paul wraps it up, and he talks about how we are to finish the race strong. And mm-hmm. so I was really just challenged with, okay, as I go through my day-to-day, am I living for the Lord? Am I doing what the Lord would have me do? And then am I being honest about it? Am I truly growing, or am I stagnant? Mm-hmm. And if I'm stagnant, what am I doing to mitigate that?
And we all know there's no in-between. You're growing closer to God, or you're growing further from God.
Right.
You can't still sit in neutral.
Right.
We're just like, yeah, I'm just kind of, we talked about this with serving. You serve somebody. We talked about this a few months ago. You got to serve somebody, but like, it's also true just with your walk with God. Like, you're either getting closer to God mm-hmm. actively, or you're actively getting further from God. Are you doing the things that are going to lead to you growing closer to God? Or are you doing things that are leading you further from God, or not doing things that are leading further from God? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you need to start doing or stop doing
right.
that'll lead you closer to God? Mm-hmm. I think that's a good question to ask yourself. Like you were saying, like ask how people are doing. I think that's that's a good like barometer. I mean, my wife leads a small group where we will often ask like, how's your walk with God? How's your relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus? Because if you're like, hey, anybody have prayer requests? It's that question. I mean, nothing wrong with asking prayer requests, but I think it ends up tending to towards, well, you know, I have a big test on Friday. Mm-hmm. I have surgery on Monday. Oh, my grandma's in the hospital. Nothing wrong with those things.
Right.
But
right.
like, that's not talking about your heart at all.
Right.
Like, how are you doing? How mm-hmm. is your walk with God doing?
Exactly.
And so like, they're always deeper questions we could ask that are a good check on our own heart. And mm-hmm. we always, all of us need to be challenged in that way. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you actually doing? How's your walk, Lord? Including us in ministry. Like, ministry can easily become a job.
Right.
And so if you're not careful, like that can become just like, I just show up for a job, clock in, just like everybody else, mm-hmm. instead of what it is, which is a ministry that right. serves the Lord and serves people. And, you know, so I think that's a good reminder.
Yep. We always say when you look in the mirror, we don't usually like the person that's looking back at us because we see what's underneath all of that. And if we bring that to light, that's huge. But it's peeling back the layers and just being mm-hmm. vulnerable with one another. And our world tells us not to do mm-hmm. that. But yet we should live in that manner of just, mm-hmm. let's be honest, let's be transparent. Let's yep. not be a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. Let's live out the way that the Lord wants us to live rather than the way of the world.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think it was Tim Keller. I'm going to butcher this quote, but I think it was Tim Keller who said something to the effect of, we are worse than we could ever imagine. Hmm. But in Christ, we are more loved and accepted than we can ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, like the person I project myself to be, the person you project yourself to be is not like deep down, we're horrible.
Right.
But in Christ, we are more loved and accepted than we could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that should provide us just great comfort and great hope and great, come back to the original, like the grace that mm-hmm. is found in the Lord Jesus, like you mentioned for 2 Timothy. So church, I hope that encourages you and I hope that, challenges you in your walk with Christ as you continue to seek to follow Jesus, and pray that you will keep reading your Bibles, keep engaging with Scripture, and hopefully you'll join us next week on the Gospel Fuel podcast.